This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, the Royal Navy Surgeon. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. British Royal Navy ships were everywhere during most of the 18th and 19th centuries. They carried out military campaigns, ferried emigrants and convicts to new lands, and conducted voyages of discovery. The health of all shipboard occupants was the charge of the Royal Navy Surgeon. A medical degree was not strictly required. Still, many surgeons had studied at medical universities, and some left practices ashore before putting to sea. The ship's surgeon was often the most educated crew member aboard. Royal Navy surgeons were required to keep a journal detailing the diagnoses, treatments, and outcomes of their patients, along with a synopsis of illness and injury encountered on a voyage. This journal was to be kept in a complete and scientific state, or their pay would be forfeit. These journals formed a centralized medical database, a collective experience of many medical practitioners in novel environments, information that could be shared and referenced. The British National Archives recently digitized the medical journals of over 1,000 such voyages between 1793 and 1880. What a remarkable treasure trove this is! Vivid accounts of storms, mutinies, encounters with natives. It's all seen through the lens of the officer responsible for health, hygiene, and diet in a most grueling environment. Take the remarkable log of Thomas Logan, surgeon of the ship Albion. The Albion transported male convicts from England to Australia in 1828. Daily log entries began with position, observations of sea conditions and weather, including temperature and barometric pressure. Along with the physical findings and vital signs of his patients, much attention is paid to hygiene, shipboard cleanliness, and ventilation. They were crucial for health at sea. One day, a robust young man suddenly collapses on deck. Logan meticulously records his appearance and findings, along with his desperate attempts at treatment. This included cold compresses and bloodletting, sadly to no avail. The next day's medical log contains a detailed description of the young man's autopsy, revealing that he died of a massive intracranial hemorrhage. Logan could not have saved him with the tools of the time, but he mapped the symptoms to the cause for later recognition. Logs from other voyages record a 12-year-old girl expelling an 82-inch worm from her stomach. A man submerged for 10 minutes was revived with tobacco smoke blown into the lungs. The surgeon describes the pervasive effects of alcohol on the crews. We also read the remarkable collection of material beyond the medical record, descriptions and illustrations of fauna and flora from exotic lands, maps of regions not before described, encounters with indigenous peoples. Some of these surgeons were talented artists. Most were determined to accurately record what they encountered in a form usable by the medical and scientific communities. It appears that putting an educated man into a novel circumstance brings out the naturalist in him. The benefits of such journaling, as well as the lessons they teach, are clear. Record-keeping provides accountability. Scientific as well as medical progress requires disciplined recording of observations. And a learned and astute observer placed in novel surroundings has an obligation to document what he sees, so we may all benefit. I'm NASA astronaut Michael Barrett for the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work